Planting a new walnut orchard oftentimes requires fumigation, but there are challenges. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Carl Isath is the Technical Support Director for the California Walnut Board, based in Folsom.
You know, walnut replant, we have a nematode problem in the soil, and the replant chemicals, you know, they used to use methyl bromide, and that worked like a charm. That gave 40-year protection.
Imagine that, 40 years of protection.
But now we've been using this Tolone.
With the registrant Corteva Agriscience. But the California Department of Pesticide Regulation wants to restrict it.
They don't ban it. Well, they put more limitations and they reduce the use of it because of the extra restrictions they put on there.
There's been caps on its use within different townships of the state.
Yeah, that's been there for a few years. And now they want to increase the use of impermeable tarps when people are fumigating. And the buffer zones, they want to increase those from like 100 feet or so to like a quarter mile in some instances, which really would stop the replant using Tolone. And there's no alternative right now, Patrick.
In more news, the Community Alliance with Family Farmers and the UC Cooperative Extension are working with farmers to establish 6 demonstration sites in walnut orchards that will examine the effectiveness of mating disruption to control 2 major pests of the crop, coddling moth and navel orange worm. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.